It's been long coming because of the economic hardship in the country, widespread hunger, extreme unemployment, hyperinflation that citizens are battling with. Prices of goods and services have quadrupled. Even petrol that the economy is dependent on, since we do not export, we import almost, and we do not produce as well. We import almost goods, all the goods that is used in Nigeria. You know, petrol has quadrupled in price, and this invariably affects every other goods and services in the country. So it's more or less an end bad governance protest and a hunger protest as well. It's a protest against hunger.
Deji, I understand lawyers like you are providing legal cover for some of these protesters. Is that true?
Yes, across the country. We have a team of lawyers in the whole country. In almost every state, we have volunteer lawyers who are offering pro bono services for would-be protesters that are likely to be harassed or arrested by the police or other security agencies.
Officials of the government, including top security officers, are expressing concern that they have intelligence that Boko Haram and other hoodlums may hijack the protest and cause mayhem.
Yes, we also have intelligence that the security agencies are the ones sponsoring people to come and disrupt the protest. No Nigerian from all our interactions have shown any desire whatsoever to cause mayhem during this protest period. Nigerians want to just put pressure on government for government to do the right thing so that they can ameliorate the suffering of the teeming, unemployed and Nigerian people.
The organizers of this protest are saying they are going to make non-negotiable demands to the federal government to resolve. But how do you protest, want to have a genuine dialogue, but put forth non-negotiable demands?
Yes, because government, even in the process of these 3 weeks agitation for a protest, government should have met certain demands, even if they cannot meet all. The government has not shown goodwill or intention to, you know, even be responsible. You know, some of the demands include, but not limited to, issues of bringing full subsidy back so that fuel prices are reverted to 165 naira per liter. Also, reduction in the cost of governance. The ministers are too many. The aides of governments are too many. We are wasting too much on servicing politicians. Instead of subsidizing for the poor people, we are subsidizing politicians. Also, the issue of not even paying politicians. Politics is not a profession, but a hobby. Should be sacrificial. People should go to their offices, political offices, from their real jobs. So politicians should go and look for jobs that they can do instead of becoming parasites and depending on government for funding and a livelihood. Politics, by and large, it's supposed to be a sacrificial job. You know, so basically those are part of the protest demands, and also the issue of ending insecurity that has engulfed the entire nation. Almost every region has become a no-go area. Also the issue of ending inflation, providing decent job and wages to workers, and other sundry issues.
But what do you say to those who are of the opinion that some of these demands are unrealistic, including the demand for the scrapping of the constitution and for a new one to replace the old constitution? How realistic are these demands?
Which of the demands sounds unrealistic? The president, in just one day, amended the police act in one day. So why shouldn't the constitution be amended? A constitution that was drafted by the military. Which of the demands is unrealistic? When the president wants his own personal wishes to be done, it is realistic. But when the citizens want something, that is when it is not realistic.